Life's getting better. Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous week, and you know what? If you didn't, it's the weekend, so you can chillax, as they say. Boy, do we have a lot of things that we're going to take a swack at. I built a pinata full of things that I'm frustrated over, and I'm going to start to take little hits at that and hope that the candy can drop out by the time that we are done here. Some of the things that we're going to be talking about during this hour of America tonight is the flap over the prez, going to a couple of key states to talk about loans and lowering the interest rates. Well, you paid for it and I paid for it, but is it overreaction or is it dead on right when the Speaker of the House says, "Yeah, come on, give me a break, that's just ridiculous. Why doesn't he pay the Treasury Department back for those flights? Because that's just not right." That's mixing campaigning with presidential duties when there's so many things that have to be done. So I'm going to say, no matter what, there is a slippery slope when you're the president and where you're speaking and where you're going. He was at three college campuses, definitely trying to get out the vote. I don't care if you're left as left can be. Come on. Come on. What was he doing at the college campuses? He was campaigning. And, of course, throwing the raw meat to the lions by talking about the rates and blaming the Republicans that they don't want the interest rates to go low. So then, of course, the Republicans say, well, that's ridiculous. We didn't say that. It's all the other crap that gets loaded into the bills. And that's the problem. It's like a turkey, only they overstuff the turkey. It's not one thing. It's like 38 things. And how many of the amendments pass? I mean, you know, that's the whole thing here. Also, the Secret Service misconduct. You know what? I said this before. Can't we just send out a memo and say, we knew this happened. We have zero tolerance now. If this happens in the future, boom, you're gone or whatever. But instead, it's an easy target. It's easy to be, and I hate to be cynical, but it's easy to be a congressperson or a senator and to say, oh, that's just atrocious. This is awful. How can this happen? I don't understand why this has happened. And now everybody's trying to figure out if it's happened in the past. Duh, you think so? So why can't you just put out a little simple memo and say no more? You got rid of the guys that were involved in the advance team, and that's the end of it. But even Congressman Pete King, who I actually like, some people think that he's too hardcore, but I like Pete King for calling people out on things, the Republican from New York. And here's what he said about the Secret Service.
So far, from going through their records, there's no indication of any reference to anything having gone wrong. But having said that, they're still going ahead, talking to the reporter involved, and then trying to find his sources so they can speak to them. And the rest 3 years, I think it's a total of 14,000 trips that the Secret Service has been involved with, 13,000 here in the U.S. and about 900 overseas. And so, again, there's only one set of allegations as far as Colombia. What happened to El Salvador, we'll have to see.
And El Salvador is what they're talking about. The Secret Service is not commenting on it. It was a story that broke in the Post. The spokesperson at the White House said the White House wouldn't comment about unconfirmed reports. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic counterpart to King in New York, said that, you know, the investigation has to happen and then Congress should look into it, whatever. And that's part of the oversight thing. So they're trying to figure this out. What's the allegations that they drank heavily at a club? They paid for extra access to VIP section where they were provided sexual favors in return for cash. Whatever. Again, you did it, you're gone. And so what, is someone going to pour through all these trips? How much money is that going to cost us to go back in history? Let's take one right off the bat. We love this lady, and she's hung through. Izzy is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. I don't want to talk politics or bad stuff.
Okay. I like that. That's good. It's Fun Friday, so what do you want to talk about?
Made in America.
Oh, I love Made in America.
In Northeast Missouri, Hannibal, Missouri, childhood home of Mark Twain, is having Girls Weekend this weekend. And I was strolling around Hannibal, and I found 5 stores that are selling Made in America products, and some are just out of this world. And the first one I want to mention, Sheena, at the kitchen, at the Main Street Kitchen Shop, I spotted the sign on the window, and she was so wonderful, very nice young lady. And she gave me a list of their Made in America products.
Yeah.
Nordic ware pans, their baking pans, Stonewall kitchen products, Magic Slice, Chopster for ground beef, Chef Planet oven liners. Plus, they package and do all of their spices there on site. Wonderful spices. They have a website on Facebook. Well, they have a Facebook site called, The Main Street Kitchen. And really, it is not badly priced, and they have wonderful products. And right next door is the Native American Trading Company. And trust me, I have shops in there. In fact, I've dropped some serious money in there. And they carry Minnetonka moccasins made in America, the Mountain t-shirts made in America, pottery made by the Santa Clara, Navajo, and Sioux Indians, lovely jewelry, and a lot of other products. I mean, it's chock full, made in America by Americans, keeping jobs in America.
I love that. I love that. We can't say enough about it. Izzy, you're great about that. I'm glad you're right out there. Even if you're just doing something fun, you're looking around and you find all that stuff.
Always. And the next time I call, I'll give you the other ones. But these are two, because Kathy at Native American spent a great deal of time speaking to me and going over the product line. And Sheena at the kitchen shop was just lovely. And they both do mail order. They both have websites. Native American is www.nativeamericantrading.com. Great website. But they are keeping people employed in America by selling their products. Yahoo.
Yahoo is right. I love that. What a happy conversation, lady. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Izzy and I do a thing where she'll come on and she's talking about Made in America, and we have people on that have shops or they've got products that they, to their own peril, because they get offered to make it cheaper someplace else, but they're sticking to their guns with the Made in America thing. And I think that's great. You know, more jobs here, more entrepreneurs focusing on creating things here. I said this before, but the saddest thing in the world is you go to New York and it used to be the fashion industry, the bomb. And there are still things that are made in New York City, but most of the clothes aren't. The garment industry is a shell of what it used to be because of how cheaply things are made in other places in the child labor, let's face it. And unfortunately, that ended up toppling an industry. And you have boutiques and people who are starting to start things up and put seamstresses and tailors back to work, and I think that's a good thing. Bravo if you're walking the walk and talking the talk and doing Made in America. Hang with us. Bad Boys next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
To line them up and knock them down these days, isn't it? We already talked about the Secret Service there for a few minutes at the top, and my gosh, are they going to go through 13, 14,000 trips? That would be ridiculous. I mean, forget it. Just move forward. I've already said this now. Move forward and let the bad apples fall away this time, and then that's it moving forward. I mean, come on. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, I tell you. All right, Bad Boys topping Bad Boys, though. I can't help myself. John Edwards, what's up with this dude? First of all, putting us through the situation where we have to read the headlines about what he's doing in the courtroom and the aide, Andrew Young, testifying 4 days as to what happened with the money, the hush money, to cover up his mistress slash baby mama and... That all along he was trying to run for president and claiming that, you know, he was crazy about Elizabeth and was concerned about her cancer and all that stuff while he was messing around with Ryle Hunter, who supposedly is a little kooky, but regardless, I don't care what she is. He definitely went to the obvious place, and his defense team is hammering away at Andrew Young for one and a couple of different things about where the money went and didn't he use the money because he's got a pool and a theater and all this other stuff in North Carolina and, you know, was it funneled toward him? The money supposedly was used for the mistress And so it's all these sordid, almost Lifetime for Men on display in North Carolina. Edward should have manned up and just said what happened, and he should have taken his lumps. How about that? How about contrition? How about telling the truth? Because I find it hard to believe that half of the things he says he didn't know, he didn't know. You know, he's a smart lawyer. He's savvy. That's how he got to where he was. So I'm not buying that there was the $725,000 from an heiress who's 101 years old and some now deceased Texas lawyer who was the finance chairman, and it was going to, you know, he didn't know that that money was being used for Ryle Hunter. And that's what he's accused of concealing the money from the public and the Federal Election Commission. And you can't do that because you're filing false and misleading campaign disclosure reports. That'd be easy, and all of us could run for office and then just take whatever money we get and do what we want with it. So there should be campaign finance, and there should be consequences as a result of it. Because here's the other thing. Sure, some of that money came from these wealthy donors, but some of the money in the PACs came from average Joe Schmoes who really believed in Edwards and wanted to put a little bit of money toward him, whatever amount they could afford. So give me a break. Now, Ryle Hunter moved into a gated community, and the invoices that they show for her lifestyle, she had $37,000 for a rental house for the year, $28,000 for a car, $40,000 for cash, $25,000 in other expenses. So it's interesting, her first name, Ryle, she was living the life of Riley on the dime of the people who, I think, poured in the money for John Edwards. So I'm not buying what they're selling in court, in other words. He's the ultimate bad boy, and this is crazy to watch it be played out. He should have manned up. He should have taken his lumps, like I said, and he didn't do it. So that's the bottom line. All right, let's move on quickly to another one. How about this? A man pleading not guilty in the death of a deployed Marine's wife. This is a little sordid affair, too. And what happened here, if you don't know the story, and really I didn't know much about it. I had heard a few things about it, but then I got the gist of it from somebody today, actually in the Pentagon. They were talking about this, somebody I knew there. And I mean, it's all over the place, so many of you know some of these details, but what happened was you had the Marine sergeant that pled not guilty in this woman's death. Brittany Kilgore is her name. And they say that he was with Kilgore when she was last seen alive. Her body was found in a rural area, and they haven't said so far how she died. She was attractive, and she was friendly, apparently, to lots of people that in the Marine Corps. I don't mean that. I mean that in a positive way is what I heard the take was. But this Marine Staff Sergeant Luis Perez, who's 45, was arraigned on suspicion of the murder charge in San Diego County, California, in her death. She's just 22 years old, or she was 22 years old. And he was with her, as I said, back in April, the last time she was seen alive. Now, what's interesting is she had filed for divorce from her husband, who was serving with a unit in Afghanistan in a very tricky area, one of the worst, in the Helmand province over in Afghanistan. And he was granted an emergency leave to return to the U.S. when he learned his wife was missing. And what he's saying, no matter what, is that her death can't be in vain. And I don't know how to use this tragedy for good, and this is Corey Kilgore, but others have found their way, and I hope to be able to do the same thing. So here he is serving in a sticky region, and something's going on with this other guy, maybe murdering her, and that's happening, and then they have to get him back there. And just, I mean, awful, because you're talking about, you know, she sent a text message. She was in distress. She was asking for help, and that was after the point in time when he was with her. So something was going on. And he was questioned, this sergeant was questioned, after a friend filed a missing person report for Kilgore. So then he was charged last week in her death. Oh, man. I hate to hear about these stories, because last week they charged Jessica Lopez with first-degree murder in connection with her death, and she pled not guilty. So something crazy is going on. They found her body in Riverside County, and they haven't said, again, why, how she died and what they think were the links to the suspects in her death. But that's smart on their part because they know if they release it, then that becomes public information and they can figure out a way to diffuse that perhaps. But all these relationships are pretty unclear, but you know that there's more than bad boy nonsense going on here, without a doubt. Hey, I don't want to shut everybody out. You know, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything that we're talking about here in America tonight, or you want to vent your frustrations, please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283. The bad boys traditionally are, I mean, those are two pretty rotten apples, if you ask me. One, much more serious with the murder thing, and then, of course, John Edwards with how he tried to pull the wool over all of our eyes. But there's one last one for you, and it's the Murdoch clan. You know Rupert Murdoch. Here's the deal. He was quizzed about what happened with the whole hacking thing. Now, all of you know King Rupert, don't you? He is the media mogul. I mean, what doesn't this guy own? So he was part of an inquiry, and they were talking about the phone hacking cover-up at a paper he owned called News of the World in England. And they're trying to say, oh, maybe it was instigated by one or two people at this tabloidy thing. But he was questioned about the scandal and the defunct tabloid, and he was there for a couple of days. He said he was shocked and appalled by the allegations and was determined to put things right. So he acknowledged the mistakes and accepted that, hey, it's still his company or whatever. He said he feels responsible for the hacking scandal, and he wished he had stepped in early to shut the tabloid down. So my question is, do you think he really wished that he had stepped in earlier to shut the tabloid down? How about he wished that they hadn't gotten caught in this mess? I'm not saying that he ordered the hacking to get the information and get the scoop on all these celebrities' lives and stories and all that, and politicians. I don't think so. But he put people in place that then did that, and he certainly didn't act very swiftly to knock this down, and he should have done that. But he's saying he wished that he had stepped in, and that it was a serious blot on his reputation, that this wasn't his style, and he was sorry about that. But I say somebody's head has to roll for the hacking thing. That's ridiculous. Can you imagine? So they were scooping everyone right and left, and they were writing brutal things. I mean, the most tabloidy crap that you can imagine about all kinds of people. All right, join us on the flip side.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Really hot this week. Certainly not the Secret Service stuff, because I think while it was wrong and it was more of our money wasted away, what else is new? It would have been very easy, as I've said over and over again, just to cut a memo, shoot it out there, dump the guys who you could prove were in the soup, revoke their security clearances, and of course you have to have the evidence, and they did, and then that's it, and then and it's done, it's over with. You have the memo out. This is the deal. New rules, guys. You get caught in this situation, you are out. So don't do it. So here's the thing. Moving forward, we have all this serious stuff going on. We have more Americans than projected who are filing those so-called jobless claims. And the employers tossed in just 120,000 jobs. That's the lowest, by the way, since October. But you know, what the deal is that people not counted in this are just the people who flat out have given up, and also the people who are underemployed. And the underemployed is a huge number. I mean, we hear this reverse migration stuff that, okay, look, even illegals are leaving. They're saying, forget it, I'm out of here. And they're walking back across the border. So, supposedly. While that's going on, what, there's all of a sudden all these decent jobs that are opening up. I mean, there has to be categories. It's very unclear what's happened to people. And what's happened is exactly what I said, that there aren't the jobs that supposedly we keep hearing about these jobs. They're really not available. So there's still massive struggle happening. I mean, we see it because we see the frustrating things that are happening. I think we could take a little slice of something from every single city and we'd see there's a reason why a lot of people won't listen to the first 10 or 15 minutes of the news, because they don't hear what's happened to somebody who didn't have a job and what's happened to their family and, you know, what's going on, what really is going on. It's taking a toll on people. And it has to take a toll on your confidence. I mean, how many people listening to me have had that work ethic thing instilled in them, but the thing they didn't teach you is that it's not fair the way the game is played. So you go and you work for whatever company for however long, and then they go overseas and your job goes away, or the product becomes obsolete and that job goes away for that reason, or for whatever reason the jobs fall away and you're stuck. It's like the NASA people on the space coast, just blue-collar working people doing the fueling. I'm not talking even about the scientists or talking about the engineers, because a lot of them, same thing, but just the people that were doing the jobs to get the shuttles ready to do whatever they had to do behind the scenes. And it's like a ghost town and they can't find work. And then I know people will hear this and they'll say, oh, but I was hearing about what's going on in the Dakotas, and you could just go to the Dakotas and get a job. But that's not the answer either. You can't just go to the Dakotas and get a job where you can work for $25 an hour, but you can't find a place to sleep, because they have these tent cities that are popping up just so people have a place to crash, because there's nowhere to crash in the area where they're mining. They're getting all their doing the energy thing and farming it out on those by trucks, or getting it out of there on train. But it's not realistic to think you can just go and do that. So the bottom line is, more Americans than forecasted filed applications for unemployment benefits last week, and consumer confidence declined by the most in a year. So there's a cooling labor market. That's what that says. And that's got to mean a pullback on household spending. And what does that mean then for, what does that ultimately mean for the economy when that happens? And then you look at the housing index, and that keeps dipping down still, dipping down, dipping down, dipping down, dipping down. So in other words, there still is this discord behind what is really happening, like Ben Bernanke saying that we look like we're turning a corner, and then what's really going on, where you have people from, let's say, 18 to 34 years old who had some of the biggest declines during the week in jobs and finding jobs and whatnot. And what do you do? You've got a young family, you're paying off school loans, you're doing whatever it is you're trying to do, and people are stuck. That's what it is. I was trying to wrap my brain around this and figure out the right way to say this. But it's like we're stuck. We're stuck. It's like you got in the car. It's the worst feeling. When I first learned to drive a stick, because of course I was self-taught. So when I first learned to drive a stick, I would get stuck because I didn't know what I was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Where I have no idea what I'm supposed to do to start up. Oh, I'm supposed to be, am I supposed to be in neutral? What am I supposed to do? And that's where we are. So many people in the nation, unfortunately, are stuck, and you got to come up with those alternatives to pull yourself up. I mean, really, we're a bootstrap nation now. That's the thing. That's what we've become, because of how far we fell and then trying to climb back up out of the proverbial rabbit's hole. And, you know, that's what's, I think, really going on across the nation. When I say the buzz in the backyard, this is where the rubber meets the road for a lot of people. And the folks in Washington, not to just belabor that point over and over again, they just don't get it. They just do not understand what's really happening in most households, how tough it is. It's like when I read the statistics for all kinds of things, like the New York City subway crime is up, and, you know, for lots of different reasons, and crime in some neighborhoods is up, and copper thieves are out there trying to just string together a couple of bucks, which I'm not saying that you should be a copper thief, and I think shame on them for doing that. But, you know, give me a break. This is what happens. More desperation. Everything escalates just a little bit more. All right, we're going to turn to something called luck. And this is what happened earlier at the NFL draft. As you know, we love football here. We do our huge nail-the-score thing. Many of you driving home, many of my pals in the Georgetown plant driving home. Hopefully you got that Joe in your hand, you're awake, and you're okay going down the road. But during football season, you are calling this show at this exact time to say who you think is going to win the contest between the Giants and the Cowboys, or whatever team is randomly picked by our computer, and you're going to say what you think your final score, what the final score is going to be, and you're going to try to nail the score. Well, a kid named Luck nailed the first pick in the draft. Here's what he had to say, and here's what it sounded like when the commissioner announced it.
With the first pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Andrew Luck, quarterback, Stanford.
Winning football games. That's it. I don't know. I know there's a lot that goes into it, but at the end of the day, it's winning football games.
Uh-huh. Winning football games. He's right. Big shoes to fill, though, by stepping in for Peyton Manning, who 6 weeks ago was bounced from the Indianapolis Colts. Not a surprise because of the injury to his neck and whether or not they were going to have to pay him $28 million. So it seemed pretty obvious that they were going to go in a different direction, and they did. And the kid from Stanford is pretty good. If you watch I've seen some of the film on him, and I've, you know, actually seen some of the highlights from the games, and he'll end up, I think, being a good quarterback for that team, but maybe not right in the beginning. There's going to be a little bit, I think there might be a little bit of a drop off. It makes sense as he tries to play catch up. Just so you know, second pick went to Robert Griffin III from Baylor, quarterback two. So two quarterbacks, that's not surprising either. Griffin, of course, the Heisman Trophy winner from this past year. The Browns went with Trent Richardson from Alabama. This is like reading off election results. The Vikings went with the kid, the offensive tackle, Matt Khalil from USC. I almost went there and I butchered it. USC, and he's got good stuff. Jags went with Justin Blackmon, wide receiver from Oklahoma State, and the Cowboys traded up, and they got somebody who I think could help them right away, Morris Claiborne from LSU, corner, and he probably be someone who steps in and helps them right off the bat. So we'll see. These could be names that we're talking about, who knows, next year when we're nailing the score. Meet us on the flip side for little odds and ends.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Here on ATN, and part of that includes the fact that you had a man who found himself on a missing kids website. Can you imagine somebody gives you a call and says, hey, I hate to tell you this, but your picture is online and for a missing kids. And he was astonished. What he did was, the guy's name is Steve Carter, 35 years old. He was adopted at the age of 4 from an orphanage in Honolulu. And it was only years later that he was curious about, you know, his roots, where he came from. So on just a complete whim, he clicked on missingkids.org. He found the age progression image made from a picture of him as an infant. And like I said, he was adopted from an orphanage in Honolulu. When he grew up, he got married, thought about having his own kids, and then started to wonder about his background. And an Atlanta woman This looks like so similar. An Atlanta woman made headlines too last year after she found her own baby picture on the website and discovered, this is so creepy, discovered that she had been kidnapped as a 3-week-old infant from a Harlem hospital in 1987 by a woman posing as a nurse. She reunited with her biological family last January. Now, in this case, Carter said, that's the same thing, he said, he was just had a weird hunch and thought it could answer some questions. So then he finds that picture, and he contacted the Honolulu Police Department. And what happened was he volunteered for a DNA test, and this was last February. 8 months later, he found out some of the bits and pieces of the story. The name he'd been given at birth, his biological father reported him missing more than 3 decades ago after his mother took him for a walk and didn't return. So what he thinks is that she put him in a Hawaiian orphanage and told the people that his name was some other name. And wow, I mean, is that not crazy? So his biological father lives in California with 2 daughters, and you have to assume that maybe they would get reunited somehow, but how awful is that for the father? Can you imagine any of you guys out there, your wife goes out with your young son and says that they've been kidnapped, the police, everybody else asking stories, she must have had a good cover for all of that, they believed her, I guess. And turns out the kid's in an orphanage and gets adopted out of that orphanage. Wow. And it shows you, though, why these websites, these missing kids' websites, I mean, now this is twice on the same one, the runaways or kidnapped or whatever, that's twice where there have been a couple of interesting endings. I think it's just shocking. I don't know, I just think it's just shocking that he starts to question his background and then decides to jump in and go for it. Hears that other story, jumps on the website and finds out truly what had happened to him. Having to wait all that time too, by the way, with the DNA. And how awful for that father, thinking his kid was kidnapped and then he moves on and moves to California. And sure enough, it was the, I think, ex-wife who dumped her son off. And we have to wonder what's going on there that she did that. All right, this is more up, I think, your alley for the people listening to America Tonight, because I know that this will just make the fur fly a little bit. So much that we talked about on the show with the killing of Osama bin Laden, and most of you called in and, of course, no matter what your ideology is, thought it was a tremendous day. Remember, it was on a Sunday, and it was almost a year ago. Well, now it's been a year, so you've got a federal judge who denied a request to release the photos and video taken of bin Laden during and after a raid where he was killed by our commandos last year. Remember that Navy SEAL Team 6? So the Justice Department is saying that the images of bin Laden are classified and they're being withheld from the public because we could incite violence against Americans overseas and compromise secret systems and some of the techniques used by the CIA and the military. Bottom line is, the judge chickened out. Bah, 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 bah. The U.S. District Judge James Boasberg was his name, and he rejected the lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch, a conservative watch group. There were other people that filed one right away, and they were looking for the records, under the Freedom of Information Act, and they filed an appeal. So they've done that. They filed an appeal, but the Defense Department didn't turn up anything responsive to the Freedom of Information Act. The CIA found 52 records. The agency withheld all of them, saying classified material and information specifically exempted by other laws. So Judicial Watch had gone after both the CIA and the Department of Defense after they said they couldn't process the request by the time that you had to do it within law. And I think that here's a case where Remember the old Rod Stewart song, Every Picture Tells a Story, Don't It? You know, that was one of the lyrics. So true, every picture tells a story. And this is a picture that would have high value to some people who still feel a little bit raw over the loss of somebody in their family to Bin Laden and his thugs of merry men who just are going after those virgins in the name of Allah. So the deal is that the descriptions, the burial, all that stuff, I mean, just a little something-something. Just release a few of those pictures. If not the whole boat, why not release a few of them? Because I have to believe that some of those pictures aren't as gruesome as they are describing them. That a few photographs for the families who had to live through that horrible time, I don't know, might be a little consoling. But this goes back to eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, or are you a turn the other cheek person? I know this audience pretty well. I'm thinking you're kind of going in my direction. And if nothing else, for people who feel unsatisfied that they don't really believe what was out there and would like to see the photographs themselves, not some crazy altered hoax photo, I think it serves a purpose. I think it definitely serves a purpose. And it would have been okay, I believe, to let a few of those flow out. But it's very easy to say, listen, hey, that's a great tag. National security can't do it. We'll get people riled up. We don't want that. Because imagine where we go from there. What do we do if that happens? So, no, we're not going to release it. But the appeal, I mean, who knows what happens with the appeal. I don't have high hopes for that either. Because then some judge really has to go against the grain. And what do you think the chances are of that happening? I'd say probably not very good. No one's going to stand alone on that one. So doubtful that we'll see those photos unless one or two are leaked out. There was the hoax photo that came out and people were buying that it really was the photo of Bin Laden. And, of course it wasn't. But I think there would have been good purpose for the families to see that. And more than the families, I mean, even beyond that, the people have suffered all kinds of losses as a result of it. All right, I'm not the world's greatest joke teller, so I asked my young nephew to help me with some knock-knock jokes. I know, I always like knock-knock jokes. I was never very good at telling them, but I like them. So I'm going to play both roles. Knock-knock, who's there? Beirut. Beirut who?
Beirut Force.